This is an untitled Tumblr fic written by Jism, read by Rena Jenkins
and KLB.
Carnations and Robots asked, please consider a Brooklyn Nine-Nine MCU crossover in which Brooklyn natives Steve and Bucky, and probably also Sam despite not being a Brooklynite, visit the Nine-Nine for some sort of PR thing.
Wow. I was not expecting need of this to grab my heart and squeeze it in quite so dramatic a fashion.
Santiago and Peralta, both being old school from childhood Captain America fans and falling over slash fighting slash one-upping each other, trying to impress him, while Steve, used to the Avengers, fixes his eyes on the middle distance and actively ignores their antics by asking about their arrest rates and the monthly crime statistics. Steve eventually getting too exasperated to continue and instead bonding with Terry about art and the shared overactive metabolism issues, while Peralta and Santiago hiss at each other about whose fault it is that Captain America doesn't like them.
Boyle immediately deciding Bucky is his favorite slash new best friend and plopping down in a chair next to him and being like, here, have some delicious pie. Bucky staring at him balefully and kind of trying to edge away when Boyle just beams in response to the full Winter Soldier glare instead of pissing himself while trying to fuck off as quickly as possible like any normal would. Bucky eventually eating the pie and very quietly being like, goddamn, this is really good pie.
Rosa and Sam making eyes at each other from across the room during the press junket thingy, and Rosa coming up to Sam after and being like, hey, I like the shape of your ass. Take me to dinner. And Sam laughing and being like, hell no, not if you're gonna ask me like that. A guy needs a little romance. And Rosa being like, I hate romance. And Sam being like, then I guess you're gonna have to kiss my ass goodbye. And the entire exchange ending in a long-term relationship in which both of them are deeply fulfilled.
Steve and Halt shutting themselves in Halt's office because Steve's thinking of coming out and wants Halt's advice.
Bucky and Gina napping together because Gina was like, I'll share my nap blanket with you if you'll platonically hold me in your big strong arms, hashtag cuddle bear. And Bucky was like, fine.
Sam and Terry going to the bar and buying each other shots for having to be the only sane person on a team full of lunatics.
It would be so amazing.
Follow up. By Lupicus.
What?
There's supposed to be a T at the end of that sentence.
Jake says, then adds,
ow! I thought I told you to have your elbows registered as a concealed weapon.
Under my jacket doesn't count as concealed, Amy tells him, reflexive the way she hasn't been since he got back. Things are still weird. But fortunately, she's got a good distraction, and so she turns back to Rosa, who's watching them both with the shit-eatingest of all shit-eating expressions, and demands, you know Captain America? Rosa shrugs, clearly not getting why Jake, and Amy a little bit, but mostly Jake, is freaking out.
Sure. Was in my book club for a while before he moved down to DC. Kept in touch. Me and him have him on a regimen. Like, for exercise?
Jake says.
Does he do chin-ups with one finger? Or his balls?
How would you do a chin-up with your balls? Don't answer. Amy amends. Rosa rolls her eyes, grabbing her jacket.
No, dumbass. He's trying to catch up on like 70 years of literature. He crashed with me a couple months ago and we ripped through the whole Discworld series in 4 days. It was tight. Wait. Steve, your nerd bro geek friend, is Steve Rogers?
Jake screeches. And just like that, the whole bullpen is drop-dead silent. Amy looks around. Hitchcock's got a finger up his right nostril. Boyle's mid-bite. Even Gina's actually paying attention. Rosa huffs.
This is why I don't tell you stuff, Peralta.
The end.
The end for now.